Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And as we continue our scores from movies, a little mini season here, I'm doing this week Once Upon a Time in the West. Oh yes, 1968, what an epic spaghetti western it was. Directed, of course, by Sergio Leone, and the music, as of course, Ennio Morricone. Well, the good, the bad, the ugly, Leon decided to retire from westerns and aim to produce a film based on the novel The Hood, which eventually became Once Upon a Time in America. However, Leone accepted an offer from Paramount Pictures, providing Henry Fonda and a budget to produce another Western. He recruited Bertolucci and Argento to devise the plot of the film in 1966, and of course, it ended up being one of the best Western movies, I think, that was ever made. Leone recruited Donatti to rewrite the script due to concerns over time limitations, and the original version by the director was 165 minutes when it was first released on December 21st, 1968. The version was shown in European cinemas and was a box office success, but for the US release in May of 1969, it was edited down to 140 minutes by Paramount and was a financial flop. But it's going to be played here. We're going to enjoy the music from the movie Once Upon a Time in the West. Here's a kind of trailer. Next hour, well, a train arrives at the old west town of Flagstone, where a man with a harmonica overcomes an ambush by killing three men in dusters. Although Harmonica was expecting to meet an outlaw named Frank, he concludes by the dusters the men belong to the outlaw Cheyenne's gang. It's not yet revealed why Harmonica seeks Frank. Meanwhile, Frank and his gang murder Brett McBain and his three children as they prepare for a celebration at his ranch called Sweetwater. And of course, Frank is played by Henry Fonda. Villainous, unbelievable. We're going to go into the music now, and going to be long chunks of it because I'm not going to talk much. It's so fascinating to hear the contrast as we go through the plot. Here is the music from Once Upon a Time in the West.
Thank you.
effective. Shortly thereafter, a former prostitute arrives at Sweetwater, played by Claudia Cardinale, and reveals she is Jill McBain, who married McBain a month before in New Orleans. Frank leaves evidence at the murder scene implicating Cheyenne. Jill is shocked at the murders and searches for a motive. Frank is a hired gun for railway tycoon Morton, who directed Frank to intimidate, not murder, McBain. McBain intended to profit by building a watering station on Sweetwater because he knew the railway was coming from Flagstone would eventually pass through his property. Beautiful. However, if the station was incomplete by the time the railroad reached Sweetwater, the property would revert to the railroad. McBain's murder puts Morton at odds with Frank, who desires the land for himself. Jill's unexpected appearance makes her the owner of Sweetwater as McBain's surviving widow. And we have a change of direction now. Some There we go with the saloon music from the movie Once Upon a Time in the West. Well, Harmonica encounters Shire, now a fugitive who denies his men were sent to ambush him. Harmonica saves Jill from two of Frank's men and spies out the railway carriage where Morton, owing to his spinal tuberculosis, is confined on crutches. Well, Harmonica discovers the connection between Frank and Morton, but is seen and captured. And here is Harmonica, as we promised.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Thank you.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
On the Director's Cut this week, the film is Once Upon a Time in the West. We continue now with the themes from the movie, written, of course. Is called away in Cheyenne rescues harmonica. The two collaborate to help Jill save Sweetwater using stockpiled materials to start building a station. Well, after a threatening sexual encounter with Frank, Jill is forced to auction the land, but Frank's henchmen intimidate the bidders in order to purchase it for Frank at a low price. Well, Harmonica appears with Cheyenne in tow and bids $5,000, which is the price on Cheyenne's head as a wanted fugitive. Frank is unsuccessful in buying Harmonica out and wonders why Harmonica is pursuing him. Morton bribes Frank's own men to kill him, but Harmonica intervenes to save Frank because of his unfinished business with him. Oh, yes. Thickens as Cheyenne escapes custody and he and his gang engage Frank's remaining men in a gunfight on Morton's train. Except for Cheyenne, who heads to Sweetwater, everyone is killed, including Morton. When Frank sees the aftermath of the fight, he rides to Sweetwater 2, where he finds Harmonica waiting. Cheyenne has arrived early, but he remains in the ranch house with Jill.
Thank you.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
As we get to the end of the plot outside, Harmonica and Frank engage in a showdown. Through a flashback, it's revealed that Frank had once shoved a harmonica into the mouth of a boy while he supported his older brother on his shoulders as Frank was hanging him. When the boy collapses, the instrument flies from his mouth. Now Harmonica beats Frank to the draw, and as Frank lies dying, he pushed the harmonica into Frank's mouth. Now that's the way to get revenge, wouldn't you agree?
Thank you.
Water Harmonica and Cheyenne leave Sweetwater together. Cheyenne collapses and dies from a gut wound he received in the gunfight with Morton. Harmonica puts the body on Cheyenne's horse and rolls off as Jill serves water to the railroad workers. There you go. Well, that's the plot. The music is superb, as we have more from Harmonica as we conclude the music from the movie Once Upon a Time in the West. Thanks so much indeed for your company, and thanks as always to Mally and Eamon for helping me put the show together. Join you next time. Take care. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.